Hi, my name is Anna Rose Scholl. Hopefully, sometime to be Dr. Riley. Well, hopefully not Dr. Scholl, because I don't want to be known as the foot doctor. I'm from Fremont, California, the best place in the world. NorCal. Why do you say? Well, I enjoy the suburbs, kind of. So, my major that I'm taking in San Diego State is biology, and hopefully sometime to be a minoring in English. Why do you ask? Well, besides biology being the best major ever, woo, I really want to become a top veterinarian. And I really want to minor in English. Well, one thing to get into graduate school, but also I would love to take courses on creative writing and learn how to write my own books. Well, so why am I becoming a vet? To extend my biology major? Well, I'm becoming a vet to either be a top veterinarian for research purposes. Mainly, I'm hoping either to become an oncologist or a zoologist specialist, mainly in embryology. I really want to perform experiments to embed the world around me. Oncology would help do this, because obviously, curing cancer is definitely a good path to go for. But also, I never knew about this until I started becoming a topics coordinator and learned about from my presenters about the wide world of oncology and other subjects that deal with veterinarian work. That is not just your mom and pop store, but a top researcher that really makes a difference. So how can I tie this into physics? Well, basically, I'm taking physics because, well, I have to. I'm not doing so well, but I'm hoping to fix that at least a little later on. But another reason to take physics that I've learned from chemistry and taking biology is that all of these sciences are basically tied in together. Everything has to do with each other, and you can't leave one subject without taking the other. This is one of the reasons why I like taking the examples from class and putting it to my own purposes. Like the examples, the biology examples, like the ones about the arm brace and how every force vector acting on every tendon helps to push the leg out. And how I can use this is when a bird or an animal has broken its leg and it needs a cast, or I need to understand the properties of that leg, I need to know physics to understand exactly what every tendon, how they work together to make an entire unit of movement and force. But another reason why physics is important to me, my future and my intellectual growth, is basically being a research scientist. So, take for example, an animal planet example, where a canary, I believe it was missing an entire leg. Well, how does this have to do with physics? That scientist, that veterinarian, figured out a way for this animal to walk again, so it needn't be euthanized. Basically, he needed physics to understand the properties of that bird so that it can make a prosthetic leg, which force is equal enough to help it walk around, but not enough to damage the bird by pushing that force into it and creating internal damage. I would love to do things like that, to understand physics and chemistry and biology, to put together a mechanism to help all animals. You can't become a researcher without understanding the equipment or understanding the properties around you to make new equipment to better the scientific industry. Well, I do believe that's a good reason to take physics. Well, what is the purpose of the problem-solving method that Tony repeatedly enforces? Well, basically, I understand the reasoning for the problem-solving method, even though it is a big pain in my butt. Well, when you actually do the problem-solving method, for every example, it really actually helps you understand every example that you're doing. Take an example for gravity. Take an example of gravity. You have a problem. You're not quite sure why you do -1/2 g times t to the squared. I mean, those are just random letters, random numbers. It just doesn't make sense. Well, if you take a look at it and you understand calculus and derivations, well, this makes perfect sense, because twice the amount of, well, I'm running out of time. Well, twice the amount of the original equation, which is Vf equals Vot, a Vo plus acceleration to, oh my goodness, I am really sucking at this. But anyway, it makes sense with calculus, and it makes sense why gravity pushes down on the Earth to make a parabola, which understands the t squared. And it makes perfect sense when you understand this and do it all the way, and put examples, your methods, your graphs, your everything, really grasps the concept much better than just writing down and plugging down numbers. Well, lastly, do I like college? Yes, I love college. The freedom, the growth, the understanding of your world around you, I love it all. But mainly I love the freedom. Plus, I love going out and experiencing life and really putting my all into becoming a veterinarian. Doing research, going out and being the class coordinator for the topics in veterinary medicine. If anybody needs to be in that class, they should contact me. And really understanding how to become a vet and having that goals and the ideals, really making it in life, is just so positive. How could you not like college? What do I expect? I expect to become a great veterinarian and to make it through graduate school, become the best that I can, and do everything I can to becoming the best vet there is. Thank you. Goodbye.